Oh, will you come a-walking, oh, will you come a-walking for a nice time ramble? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
In this episode, I'm going to give you some life hacks, take two.
Excellent work.
Yeah. We saw some horses.
That's my one.
Oh.
And we meet some horses.
Yep. And we got a nice time weirdo couple.
Nice time. I'll cut that out.
Yeah, cut that out.
Please subscribe, follow and share.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Good afternoon. Oh, it's morning.
It's morning.
We've done an early ramble today.
We've made a terrible mistake here. Just hit record button. And yeah, we're immediately upon a kissing gate, which you've got to go through.
Oh, yeah. That'd be all right. And it's really muddy.
You get the gate there,
oh,
Kel.
The
you got the gate, Kel.
I got the gate. Here we go.
I'm following her.
Here you are.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Kel. Yeah.
Well, we got through that.
Oh, it's a right old quagmire.
It's like an obstacle course, isn't it, going on a ramble?
Well, it's a bit like the Krypton Factor. So, yes, where are we today, Kel?
Forgotten.
Place with the windmill.
Oh, Lacey Green.
Yeah. Now, we have been here before, haven't we, Kelly?
Yes, we have been here before, haven't we, Dan?
You're supposed to say Daniel.
Daniel.
But the reason we come back here is because we know for a fact it's full of horses.
Yeah.
And last week, if you listen to last week,
yeah,
we had a big, fat horse failure.
It's sounding quite negative again, Dad. It's quite a negative vibe. So it's saying horse. He said this on the way here. He was like, we failed. So I was like, well,
we did fail.
Why don't you word it like, oh, no, I don't know. We failed.
Can you frame it positively?
Yeah, do that.
Well, we had a lovely ramble, even though there weren't any horses. Is that better?
Did we see any another nimble instead? Could you say we saw something instead of horses?
Oh, no, there were two distant horses.
They were just microscopic.
I wanted to get closer, though, and we've come to a place where we know we will be able to get close to the horses.
I don't want to get too close to the horses. There's loads over there, though.
Yeah. Plus, it's just a lovely walk.
Lovely walk.
Last time we were here, though.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you? If you remember.
Yeah.
If you don't remember, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Do you remember?
I don't know yet. Tell me what I don't remember.
Do you remember? Do you remember coming here?
Yeah.
And it was summertime.
In the summertime.
And it was one of those heat waves that they have now.
Ah, yeah.
So it was too hot and we were trying to get in the shade a lot.
Oh.
We went through this area with the horses.
I don't remember.
It's a horse sanctuary. We went through this area and we were desperately, I was desperately trying to get some shade because I think I'd forgotten to do my head.
Oh, yeah.
With the sunscreen.
You don't want to burn your head.
So maybe that's a stronger memory for me.
Yeah, maybe I don't remember that.
Than it is for you.
It sounds really exciting, though.
Should we do Vista now?
Sure.
Because this is a nice little encompassing Vista. We may have done it from here before.
Well,
so again, if you want to go back, compare the full summer Vista to the
spring
Vista that hasn't quite sprung.
Yeah. Do you know what I was going to say, though?
No.
Before that. Lacey Green is famous for its
windmill.
And we just walked past it and it seems to be missing some of its main stuff.
The sails.
Yeah. It's got like one arm.
It's got two arms.
Has it?
Yeah, but two arms, no sails.
Yeah, but two arms are connected, so it's one thing.
Yeah, but they're like, yeah, it's a horizontal.
Yeah, and then hasn't got one going the other way.
No.
So when it spins, it's just going to be one.
But the sails aren't out either, so it doesn't spin anymore anyway.
It doesn't spin.
No, it's just a museum type thing.
Is it?
Well, it's one of those.
Can you look around it?
It's one of those museums that's never open.
Oh.
I don't know, it is open sometimes, but very rarely.
We should find out when and we should go. It might be open now.
Yeah, come and see the Lacey Green
closed up windmill
tower with a big pole, horizontal pole.
It still looks nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bit different, but it doesn't look like a windmill. Anyway, moving along.
Oh,
what can she see? Oh, no, actually.
Let's do the theme tune.
It's
time for Vista, time for Vista, time for Vista with Kel.
Ooh.
Well, we're atop a small hill. It just slopes down very gently. So if you were to roll down this hill, you could probably only do about 4 rolls. And then you'd stop. Do you like rolling down a hill?
I do, but I don't think this one's worthwhile.
No, and it's quite wet.
Wouldn't work.
Don't you? I thought you wouldn't like
How
rolling.
How many matchsticks higher are we than the lowest point?
Probably about 20.
But yes, not enough, is it?
Not enough for a roll.
We're actually atop.
Yeah.
A plateau. It's Lacey Green's kind of on a plateau.
Yeah.
In the Chilterns. Yeah. Plateau.
Plateau.
Yeah.
I've never said that word before.
She's never said it before.
No.
Well, you know, you've got to remember, I did do A-level geography, Calma, and...
What's the plateau?
You're always saying plateau if you do A-level geography.
Are you? You did A-level geography?
Constant.
Who would choose to do geography when they're, like, not at school?
What do you mean not at school?
No, I mean, like, older.
Not at school.
No,
oh, did
you do? Yeah, okay. Well, I always think you have to leave school when you're 16. You don't, do you?
I know, we had a sixth form.
Oh. But who would choose to do a higher level of geography?
Well, it was...
It's probably quite important that some people do, isn't it?
It's not really, no.
What about people who do jobs about... weather?
Jobs about weather? Try that again. You know those people that do jobs about weather? They got to know about the, you know, they got to know about the clouds and that. Yeah, she like that. They got to know.
I made myself cry.
Wind.
I didn't think you would like rolling down hills, Dan, going back to that, because I thought you'd not like the idea that you could roll in poo.
Well, you know, you've got to pick the right field.
Yeah.
Don't do it in a cow field.
I suppose you could check your route before you do the roll.
Yeah, you could do a little survey.
Do a little, yeah.
Not really spontaneous. I'm just going to survey the area first. Before rolling down this hill and enjoying myself. So these horse flies, they're not horse flies, these little flies that like livestock, they're plaguing us, aren't they?
Yeah.
Although they're just above us, they're not touching us. So.
Yeah, you could put that in your, if so, you're going to paint what I'm
yeah.
describing, you could put those little flies in it and it would look like you've made a mistake, like you've just whacked ink all over
it. Yeah, Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, so do a nice vista. Obviously, it's quite a green vista, which we haven't really got into yet.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's like, what?
I was going to say, do your nice vista and then just splat loads of Jackson Pollock black flies.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good idea. I'd say about the green is that this field is so dewy.
Yeah.
It's got lots of dew on the top of the grass, so it looks like it's almost a silvery green, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Or and whitish.
And I tell you what, Cole, this grass here.
Yeah.
Very lush.
Oh, it's lush, yeah. Very. And then if you go about 150 trainers away, but you've got...
Horse trainers.
Huh?
Horse trainers.
Why are you saying horse trainers? Oh, horse trainers. I thought that was like a label. Shoe. No, I mean shoe trainers.
Yeah, you go that far, what do you get?
A nice time hedge.
Yeah, now is that a hedge?
That is a hedge, Dan.
Yeah, now we need to check this with the hedge inspectors.
Yeah. My friends are in a band called the Hedge Inspectors. They are the people to ask.
Yeah.
about what is a hedge and what is not.
Do they sing about hedges?
I haven't heard a song about hedges as yet.
Yeah, yeah. This hedge in particular.
They've got great songs, though. You should definitely look them up, everybody.
Look them up, yeah. But yeah. This hedge directly in front.
Yeah.
Is unquestionably a hedge.
Yeah, you can't question if that's a hedge or not.
It's even been trimmed.
It's all the same level.
Yep.
I'd say it's quite recently trimmed, probably in the last week.
Yep. And there's one right behind us as well, which is also... So, yeah, nice bit of hedge info. And it's entirely made of bush.
There's three trees in it, I can see, but
they don't count, do they?
No, they don't count. They're not.
According to Kel's hedge rules, hedges can't be made of trees. But you can have a tree dotted amongst the bush.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't mind that.
She doesn't mind that. That's allowed.
Beyond that hedge on the right, in the is sort of a corner. Oh, first of all, further over to the left, there's a nice, really blossomy tree. That's nice. It's got pink blossoms on it.
Yeah.
But then to the left of that a little bit, I've got three horses, and then you've got a fence, and then you've got two more horses.
Yeah. I want to say it's a patchwork of fences.
Go on in.
It's a patchwork of fences.
Ooh.
With various horses dotted around.
Yeah, there's more fences and horses for sort of further beyond.
That's right. Now we get, how many did you say you could see?
There's three in the first field, there's two in the second field, there's one in the third field, which is to the left of the second field, and there's one in a really far away field. You can barely see him, but he's got a nice little beige coat on. No, not beige, grey.
And you missed a couple over there.
And then if you go further back to the very right, but back, there's three more.
And many of them, artists, are wearing their little coats.
Their little coats, yeah. Nice time.
Nice time.
There's a big army of trees at the back there.
Army.
Looming over the horses.
Yeah, big wood. What sort of trees can you see there, Cal?
All sorts. There's loads of different types.
Nice variety.
I'd say there's some piney ones, right?
Some piney ones, yeah.
And some oaky ones.
Oaky ones.
Yeah.
Maybe some...
mixture. Yeah. Beech.
I can't see beech.
No. Birch.
A far right beech.
Yeah.
Tall ones. So we've got some nice features on the left here.
Oh, electricity pylons. And,
well, they're going all the way across.
Yeah, and...
We missed those.
To my very right is a nice time barn with green doors on it.
A barn?
Well, there's three barns, first one's got green on it. And the next one's got a nice orangey roof. And the next one I can't really see because it's got the pylon and tree in front of it.
Quality structures over there.
Yeah. And there's an house, more round to the left.
Yeah.
I could just see the window and the chimney.
And then on far, far left, more houses.
More houses.
Bungalow.
Isn't that? I think bungalow is one of my favourite words.
Yeah.
Bungalow.
You say it a lot, don't you?
No.
Just for the fun bit. What's the sky we got?
Grey.
Just flat grey.
No, it's got quite a big mound of grey here. And then it's got some sunny white bits. More grey. But, you know how clouds look, people.
But completely cloudy, there's no blue.
Yeah, it's a blanket of clouds.
A blanket, but...
You could snuggle up in there.
You know, rolling across.
Yeah.
You could snuggle up in it.
Yeah.
Bit windy up there.
Cosy.
Yeah, but...
That's probably why it's warm today. I think
it does make a difference, Kel.
It's warm.
It is warm. The wind is warm.
That cloud is keeping us all snug down here.
Now, it is cloudy, but can I just say...
Yeah?
Can I just say this?
Yeah, if you want.
I've put my sunglasses on.
You can say that.
I've put my sunglasses on. So, because it's not dark grey.
No.
I think we've covered...
I don't think you need your sunnies on.
I think we covered the grey now.
I think you're being a bit over-positive about the...
No, there's a definite, there's a UV feel. I'm feeling UV. Look, that little bit, there's a little gap right above us.
To be fair, I am squinting.
What makes you indigo?
Chocolate.
Is it?
Does it stop me eating it? Does it fuck?
That's a bummer, though, isn't it? So we've come through to the next field and we've discovered something, haven't we, Kelly?
Yeah, well, me and Dan like to frequent this... well, I say frequent, we've been twice? Once.
Twice?
Did we go once?
Twice.
We went twice to this lovely little...
Petting farm. Yeah, you can find it in our episodes, Widmer Farm Park.
Yeah, but we've just come through a field and we are at the back of Widmer Farm Park and we can see the nice time donkeys.
That's it. And the first time we actually walked along here, it wasn't open yet. It was just, it had a few animals here. But this is the first time we've seen it from the other side of the fence.
Whoa.
So that's exciting for our listeners. But on the other side of the coin...
Yeah.
You were going to tell me some stuff that you've gleaned recently, and I believe this is in lieu of a magazine.
Yeah.
So what's your feature this week?
Well, you know, last time...
Have we got a jingle for it?
Yeah, we'll do it in a minute.
Okay.
Last time, I was so happy with what I did that I've decided to do
a little repeat for you.
Yeah, so it's going to go like this.
Yep.
Kel's been reading. Life hacks.
Life hacks.
Yeah, not live hacks.
No.
Nobody's doing live hacking.
No. That's a very different feature. yeah, so what? Hack number one, Kel, have you got anything for me?
Well, this time I decided to go for something slightly different.
Yeah, go on.
Because last time I think they were almost useful life hacks, weren't they?
Oh, you want some useless ones?
I looked on a website called Bored Panda.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Which is shittest life hacks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one. Do you ever want a cup of tea, but there's no cups available? All of them are dirty.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Well, do you know what you could do instead of washing one up?
Go on.
Get a pepper.
Get a pepper.
Get a red pepper or
orange. A bell pepper.
Bell pepper. Hollow it out. Stick your tea in it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You could do that.
Is that nice?
Probably.
So, probably a healthy option as well. You could eat your cup afterwards.
Well, yeah, exactly. Then you're having
the tea.
Say it's first thing in the morning. It's one of your five a day.
That's right. And actually, bell pepper, very good for one.
It's full of vitamins.
Yeah, apart from the pesticides. But if you... the tea itself, I imagine, Kel, correct me if I'm wrong, would have warmed the pepper.
Yeah.
Probably half cooked it.
I know, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Lovely little treat.
Nice little treat in the morning.
I imagine something like a herbal tea might be better in it, though.
You imagine that?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe an Earl Grey.
Is that herbal?
Yeah, I mean, instead of a herbal, you could have an Earl Grey if you want.
You can have whatever you like.
Well, yeah, whatever you like.
Could you, bit left field, could you put... a coffee in that bell pepper.
I was just thinking the same. Would that work? Or a hot chocolate?
A hot chocolate. Yeah, I think hot chocolate would work. What about a cup of soup?
Oh, do you know? You're getting onto something here. I'll have a cup of soup and a bell pepper. Yes, Dan. If it was like tomato and pepper flavour. Oh.
Do they make that one?
Nah.
Now, this might be a step too far, but have you heard of pot noodles?
Oh, I've heard of a pot noodle.
Did you get all the ingredients and just chuck them in the pepper?
Huh? What's another version of a stuffed pepper?
We should have our own website with life hacks.
Yeah.
I know, these are half. I'll try that again. These half-arsed ideas that they've come up with have you put your tea in a...
They should expand
pepper.
It, shouldn't
come
they?
On.
Pot noodle.
Yeah, develop the idea. Anyway, I'll write them an email.
Yeah. Boardpanda.com.
Is that it for the first life hack?
That was number one.
Okay, number two.
I've got five here.
Jesus Christ.
number two.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself in a rush in the mornings.
No.
And you go, no. Well, some people might.
Most people.
And you think to yourself, you know, say, right, pretend you are in a rush.
Okay, I'm pretending.
And pretend you've only got time to either have your breakfast or brush your teeth.
Ooh.
Which do you choose?
I think I'd probably just panic.
Well, your problems are over.
I'd probably have a panic attack.
Your problems are over here,
yeah,
Dan.
Go on.
What you can do is get a slice of toast, spread toothpaste on it.
Yeah, you got to swallow it then, haven't you?
I suppose you could.
Oh, you could just chew it.
Suck it and then.
Or you could have spit. Just the first piece of toast. Right?
Yeah.
With the toothpaste.
Yeah.
Then gob that bit out.
Yeah.
Might be a bit crummy. But at least you've. Or should you do it second? No, you should have your second piece. First piece. Otherwise, the second one's going to taste horrible.
But I don't know.
Do you know what
you're
I don't understand?
You're in such of a rush. I don't think
have
you have
ever
time.
Met these people? Have you ever met these people that get up, brush their teeth and go and have breakfast?
I do that.
What the absolute.
I do that.
What the absolute hell?
Yeah, I always do that. Do you know why?
No.
I'll tell you for why.
Because you hate the. You want to make your breakfast taste horrible.
No. I have my breakfast quite a long time after I've brushed my teeth.
Oh, well, that's all right.
I have a couple of drinks first.
No, that's okay.
Not alcoholic ones.
But I've been witness to, you know, staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
Mates, staying with some friends.
Yeah.
You know, on holiday.
Yeah.
Mates brush his teeth.
Yeah.
Immediate breakfast.
I could do that.
No.
I don't mind that.
No, it's horrible.
Well, do you know for why? When I wake up, I find I haven't properly woken up until I've brushed my teeth. It's refreshing.
Yeah, I'm glad you added it's refreshing.
So that's why I do that.
That's number two.
Okay, number three. You know some blokes?
Which ones?
So
some.
Usually, knobs.
Knobs.
They'd like to have a large penis.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, you can make it look like you have.
How do you do that?
Well, if you put a wee stain quite low on your jeans, and make it look like you've got a longer willy.
See, what I like to do...
Oh, no, I don't know if I want to know.
I know, but... this is a real anecdote. What I like to do is you know, wear one pair of jeans most of the time.
Yeah.
And carry a little bottle of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
And then maybe during a pandemic.
No, you did before. Let's not lie.
I did before. But yeah, so the point being.
Yeah.
If it's always in the same pocket, it creates... a worn area on your jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Which has the same effect. It makes it look like you've got a massive cock.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
But it's actually hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a...
You know, if it works for you...
There is a cock behind the hand sanitizer.
If it works for you, and everybody's round behind your back going, oh, Dan, it's got a massive cock.
So that's an extra life hack.
No, you didn't realise they call you Big Cock Dan, did you?
He's coming to say hello.
A little friend here.
Should we do it? Oh, he's got an electric fence.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. He's coming to say hello.
Should we
have a little pet? Oh, hello. He's a nice time, isn't he?
Oh.
So, yeah, we got a horse.
Hello, lovely horsey.
Horse interlude here.
Hello.
We got four.
And
there's no five in this field.
Hello.
This is the sanctuary area.
Oh, they're gorgeous, aren't they?
Oh, no, lovely.
Hello.
Here comes number two. You come to say hello. Oh, he's just having a little kiss. Having a little kiss there.
They're lovely.
Are you sniffing us?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, so we've got a fence between us. That's put your
and
mind.
And I don't mind that.
Mind
they're being
rest.
Quite nice to each other, aren't they? Oh,
oh no, you're starting to fight now.
Oh, I've just ruined it.
This one's way bigger than that one, isn't it? They've got little shy horse feet, but they're
not
shy horses, are they?
Got little flares on.
Yeah, got hairy feet.
I like nimbles with flares.
Yeah.
I like those chickens that are flares.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Alpacas, they are flares.
Are they?
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to know about my next one?
Yeah, life hack number...
4.
4, because we had a bonus, yeah.
You know, in the summer, where it's very hot,
you might
want a cold drink.
Sure.
You go to the freezer.
Sure.
No ice.
Sure.
What do you do?
Well, you have to wait a long time, wouldn't you?
Or, you know what you have got in there? Frozen veg.
Yeah.
Chuck some frozen broccoli in your drink. Make it nice and cold, won't it?
That's an idea.
Yeah. Or frozen peas and carrots.
Piss and carrots?
Peas and carrots.
Frozen piss. No, so, yeah, the peas you might swallow.
Yeah.
Carrots, I could probably cope with the carrots.
Have you never swallowed a frozen pea?
Have I ever?
Well, they're quite nice to eat, aren't they?
I've sucked on one.
Have you?
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, so that's a reasonable idea that I'm not totally sold on the frozen food in your drink.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, okay. Depends on the drink,
lovely.
I suppose. If it's a cocktail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could make certain cocktails that is enhanced by frozen veg.
Yeah.
Are we upsetting the horses standing here?
No, they're just having a little tussle. But people put celery.
Oh, yeah, and a Bloody Mary.
In a Bloody Mary.
So you could shove a frozen broccoli in a healthy cocktail.
What happens if you freeze celery?
I'm going to have the shittiest cocktail bar ever. I'm going to go, sorry, we ran out of celery. You have to have some broccoli in your Bloody Mary. Do you know some people feel lonesome?
Do they? Yes.
Yeah, they might want a friend.
That's right.
Do you know you could feel like you had a friend?
Yeah, how?
Without having a real friend.
Do you get bits of fruit, draw faces on them?
Well, that's one.
Fruit friends.
Or, that's what Miranda does.
That's Miranda's trick, isn't it?
Or, you could get a rubber glove, yeah?
Okay, rubber glove.
Fill it with warm water.
Water.
Tie it up.
Yep.
And you're holding hands with someone. I read that one and it made me sad.
That's actually given me a nice warm feeling.
Has it?
I'm imagining holding hands with that nice warm rubber glove.
Oh, lovely.
Isn't that nice? That's a lovely idea.
I might do that if I'm feeling a bit sad and anxious and I'm all alone.
Yeah, not very often.
No. Oh, I just thought of one more. Can I just tell you this?
Okay, one more, go.
You know...
Bonus.
You know when kids have dolls?
Yeah.
And they don't want them anymore?
Yeah.
You don't have to throw them out.
No, what do you do?
You can pull their heads off and then just put a light in them. And they could be nice night lights for your kids because it'll shine through the eye holes.
Oh, use the head as the
lamp. Yeah, as the lamp.
A big head.
Yeah. Or, no, lots of little ones. You could just put a little light bulb in them.
Yeah, little LED versions.
Yeah. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
It's a lovely idea. You should.
Kids would love that.
Kids would love that. Trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
They can have their own little friends next to them.
With glowing eyes.
On the bedside table. Oh, who's this little fella? Come say hello.
Hello.
Thanks for that, Kel. That's an excellent new feature. Well, second part to the feature. Ooh, who's a little pony. I'm going to take some pictures of these ponies.
Yeah, because they're gorgeous.
They're nice, aren't they? So, Kel, I've had a chicken. It's just about time for...
Nice time Widow of the Week.
Yeah, lovely. So, Kel.
Yeah.
This week, I'm going to tell you about a cool chick.
Yeah.
By the name of Krista.
Krista.
Yeah. Nice. Guess where Krista's from?
America.
She is.
Which bit?
She's from Rockford, Illinois.
Do it again.
Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
Rockford, Illinois. So yeah, you know, Illinois, that area.
Right.
I've not been to Rockford.
Neither have I.
But that's by the by. So she lives with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Brian. Yeah, Krista and Brian.
Yeah.
They got this nice apartment together, you know.
Aww, lovely.
But Brian is the only breadwinner.
Okay.
Krista?
Yeah.
Unemployed.
Oh.
It's a bit of an issue.
Is it? Does it have to be?
Well, you can see it might become an issue.
It depends what the situation is.
Well, I'm going to expand
upon it. I ain't one to judge.
I'm going to expand upon that situation.
Go on, tell me about it.
So she's unemployed. Brian's getting increasingly frustrated.
Oh, what does Brian do?
I didn't ask Brian. But he is the he's the breadwinner. He wasn't on the call. You know, FaceTime.
Yeah.
But he is getting increasingly annoyed by this situation.
Yeah.
And it's not just about money.
No.
Krista's, her usual day, you know, she wakes up.
Yeah.
She has a shower.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, all the obvious stuff.
All that, yeah.
And she goes to the park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice time.
She plays on the swings.
Does she?
She goes to the roundabout.
Okay.
Nice time.
How old is she?
Did I say how old? She's 26.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having fun.
No. Well, she's having a nice time. Her kids are having a nice time.
Yeah. How many kids they got?
She's got 12 kids.
What?
26 years old.
What?
But there is a twist to the story.
Go on in.
You might imagine.
Right.
The kids are cuddly teddy bears.
Oh my fuck. Right, okay.
So she treats them like kids.
Yeah. Does she have a buggy?
She's got a buggy.
Yeah.
Pushchair.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't take 12 out at a time, obviously, just a couple.
That'd be a bit much,
she's
wouldn't
got,
it?
You know, go on those two-seaters.
Yeah.
You know.
She'll find, like, one will need to go to the toilet, then you'll have to change one of them, and,
well,
you know, nightmare. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I want to go on the swings.
Yes.
I want to go on the roundabout.
Yeah.
So you can cope with two, maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes she has to just force both of them to do the same thing at the same time.
Right.
And just put up with the constant whining.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Are they all bear teddies?
They're all bears.
Okay.
And they've all got their own little personalities.
Have they?
Yeah. They've got their own little outfits.
Are they?
She likes to take them shopping.
They all build a bear type.
I don't really know. They just look like nice time teddy bears to me.
Nice time teddy bears.
But they have got their own styles, you know.
Yeah.
Personalities. She likes to dress them up and sit them at the table.
Oh, yeah.
For meals.
So when Brian wants a romantic meal when he gets home from work, is it the teddies, the children have to join them? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, Brian, he's not totally against this lifestyle because he does, you know, he thinks it's silly, but he does help to get them ready for bed.
Yeah.
Put them in their pyjamas.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Nice. But he's a bit embarrassed when they're out and about.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend's, you know, pushing a couple of teddy bears around.
Like when they go out with friends, they meet out with friends with children and stuff.
Well,
I'll bring mine?
This is becoming increasingly rare.
Okay.
Going out with friends.
Yeah.
A lot of her friends have had enough.
Have they?
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I think if I had a friend that did that, I think I'd want to see them more.
You'd want to hang out more.
Yeah, I think I'd be interested.
Well, the thing is, if they do go out...
Yeah.
Krista never goes out without at least one bear.
Yeah.
So she's either got one under her arm...
So she leaves the others unattended?
Call social services.
It's bad.
Or is there a bear version? Bear Cruelty League.
Yeah.
She spends about 15 hours a day caring for her bears.
Yeah.
Care bears. And she's been into this since she was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why is she so obsessed, Kel? Well, I'll tell you for why.
Go on, tell me for why.
Since you asked, she was a nice little girl. She had her teddies, you know.
Yeah.
Became a teenager.
Yeah. Still liked them.
Still liked the teddies, but became easily led.
Okay.
Fell in with the wrong crowd.
Oh.
She got into alcohol.
Oh.
And drugs.
Right. It's quite common with teens. Happens.
She has this addictive personality.
Yeah.
That you've heard about, probably.
Yeah, a few times.
I don't know what it is about me, though, that attracts these people.
Yeah, you just seem to know them.
Yeah. Anyway, she, with a bit of help, she's kicked those habits.
Ah, good. Well, that's good.
No booze, no drugs, but...
healthier.
It's made her bear addiction...
bigger.
All the stronger. So he... Brian's like, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to give you an ultimatum. Can you imagine what it might be?
It's me or the bears.
Exactly.
But she can't just get rid of them.
She can't get rid of them, but she can get some help, right?
Yeah.
Now, shall I tell you the last straw?
Yeah.
The last straw that broke the teddy bear's back.
Yeah.
It was a night out.
Yeah.
The pair of them, plus probably her favourite teddy.
Yeah.
Little Maria, the teddy.
Yeah.
Comes along for the ride. They get to the restaurant.
Yeah.
The waitress notices.
Yeah.
The teddy bear almost immediately.
Yeah.
Say, oh, what a lovely little bear.
Yeah.
Krista says, oh, yes, Maria's going to be joining us for the meal.
Yeah.
Could we have a high chair, please?
Oh.
So, you can imagine Brian's a bit embarrassed by that.
Yeah.
The whole high chair situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But the waitress brings it over. They have
That's
a nice meal.
Yeah.
Bear didn't touch its food.
Did it not?
No.
Did she order it a little meal?
Little bib. Anyway...
Like the children's menu, please.
She's a fun girl, you know.
Yeah.
I like Krista.
Do you know what? Much healthier than alcohol or drugs.
Well, this is it. It is better, but it's encroaching on her friendships.
Yeah.
Her relationships,
yeah.
So she does agree to see a psychologist.
Yeah. Was that the only straw that broke it, getting a high chair for the bear?
Well, it's the last straw.
Yeah.
Not the only story, that's what the phrase means.
It's not that bad.
Well, I think it was the, you know, he's not been with her for that long.
It's still a bit new.
She's gradually opened up about this fixation.
Okay.
He didn't experience it all in one go.
Yeah. Whereas if she'd been open immediately, it might not have progressed the relationship.
I mean, he thought she was just a bit immature.
Yeah.
Turns out she's mental.
Okay. That's not very nice, Dan.
I'm joking.
Where's your empathy? Judgmental Dan. Judgmental Dan. Here he comes. Judgmental
that
Dan.
That was just for effect. I didn't mean it. So, so she... The doctor asked her...
Yeah.
This psychologist, how would she feel if she went out without her bears?
Yeah.
Krista's like, distinctly anxious.
Oh.
Cause anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could she go shopping, perhaps? Leave the bears in the car?
Yeah.
Obviously not on a hot day.
Yeah.
That'd be a first step.
Yeah, it would.
So she agrees to try this.
Mm.
She gets a bit stressed on the shopping trip. But she gets through it.
Oh, good.
Back to the car.
There we go.
The bears are okay.
They're fine.
Next step.
Yeah.
Could she leave the house without any bears? Well.
How'd it go?
She's tried it a couple of times now.
Yeah.
And she's coped.
Yeah.
For, you know, up to half an hour.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, it's a start, Dan. She's trying.
Yeah, now, that's the first time. Occasionally now, she'll go out for the afternoon.
Okay.
Not every day.
Nah.
Yeah, but every now and then.
Yeah.
It's a start.
It's a start.
It's a start. Well done, Krista.
And it's really nice she's, doing something about it, because Brian asked her to.
Yeah, well, she cares about Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
And she might eventually be able to, like, get a job and stuff as well.
Yeah, she might. You know, she hopes one day to get a life. Here he comes.
Judgmental Dan.
Here he comes.
Judgmental Dan.
No, she's on the road to recovery.
Yeah.
And she's not going to get rid of the bears completely. That'd be crazy.
No. They sound cute.
They are cute.
Yeah.
But she is 26, so...
It's probably time to kick the bear habit.
Yeah. Don't kick the bear.
But I hope it doesn't go on to another addiction that's more harmful, though. Like, I hope it doesn't just pass to something else.
Yeah,
drop... Like eating toothpaste.
She's going to drop the... She's going to cut the bears out.
Yeah.
Next step, next thing you know, crystal
toothpaste on toast.
Crystal meth.
Yeah. Crystal meth.
Yeah. A nice callback, Kel.
I thought so.
Hey, that's Krista and Brian.
Krista with a crystal meth.
But yeah, that's about all we've got time for, though, Kelly.
Yeah. Good luck to Krista. I hope it all works out
all
for
the
her
best.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their thing.
Yeah, and Brian...
Don't judge others.
Yeah. Brian's bearing up.
Oh!
So, it just remains to say...
I hope they don't get grizzly.
Just remains to say... Abyssinia.
Yeah, man! Oh, will you come a-walking, oh, will you come?